see the energy of Mike Dant. Doesn't have the experience of Matthew Barnaby. But Mike Dant trying to get his licks in early.
Few probably remember the brief professional career of hockey player Mike Danton. Selected 135th overall by the New Jersey Devils in the 2000 NHL Draft, he played 19 games with them in two seasons before ending up on the St. Louis Blues. For his first full season in 03-04, he generated 12 points and 141 penalty minutes. 2 days after the Blues were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs by the San Jose Sharks, Danton was arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder.
Hey, Ronnie, it's Michael. If you can't do this, let me know so I can try and find another way to do this. Because this getting real serious. He sold my place tonight and tomorrow night. By himself. So he's not going to be able to do it. All right, I'll try and get that.
That's Danton calling a bouncer he met at a strip club. When this guy doesn't get back to him, he asks his 19-year-old girlfriend to find a hitman. That same night, she meets a guy at a bar and offers him $10,000. The only problem, this guy is also a police dispatcher. So, of course, he gets word to the FBI, everyone gets arrested, and we learn two very important lessons. Don't trust your dumb girlfriend with errands. And true crime podcasts are super fucking easy. This is WFOD True Crime. So what does it take? How do I bring the whole thing together? Obviously, the dark, sinister tones are a must, with plenty of copyright-free options all over YouTube. Once you've set your murderous soundtrack, you have to skim at least two or three articles. Google the subject's name, and boom, research. In the case of Mike Danton, there were tons of titillating factors to add in to make for an entertaining murder podcast. Like, for instance, he told the girl that the intended target was a goon from Canada trying to kill him for a debt he owed. But that wasn't true. When Danton showed the strip club bouncer a picture of the intended target, that man was his agent, who lived with Mike. And some publications speculate he had a sexual relationship with the man. So we have a love triangle, you guys. A love triangle that resulted in a murder plot. It's good, right? It's a good story. Now what we have to try to do is transition away from crimes being committed to a Casper mattress ad in a delicate and not at all gross way. It's not hard. Or is it?
Hey guys, it's Casper mattress. It's comfortable. It's super great. Go to CasperMattress.com and use promo code WFOD to save like 10% or something. Get a good night's sleep with Casper Mattress, guys. Woo! Casper Mattress! It's the best goddamn mattress you'll ever put on your bed. Oh, God, yeah! Casper. Casper Mattress.
Danton was sentenced to 90 months in jail. He did 63. Part of his plea agreement was keep it quiet on who he intended to kill. He says it was his father, who Danton claims mentally and physically abused him growing up. The agent, who everyone else thinks was the target, was eventually charged with crimes of his own. Sexual exploitation of minors, which he beat in court. And I remember hearing the girlfriend ended up working as a lifeguard with an ankle bracelet, which, if true, would be pretty awesome. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. WFODicks. Email us, mike@wfodicks.com, or travis@wfodicks.com, or drunk@wfodicks.com. All three of us. Email us or call us, 636-487-HAND, if you have any hot tips for us. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls on You. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODicks. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with more interesting tales, more hot takes. Stick with us.